Romans chapter 8, verse 31 to 39, God's love in Christ Jesus. So what should we say about this? If God is for us, no one can defeat us. He did not spare his own son, but gave him for us all. So with Jesus, God will surely give us all things. Who can accuse the people God has chosen? No one, because God is the one who makes them right. Who can say God's people are guilty? No one, because Christ Jesus died, but he was also raised from the dead. And now he is on God's right side, appealing to God for us. Can anything separate us from the love Christ has for us? Can troubles or problems or sufferings or hunger or nakedness or danger or violent death, as it is written from the scriptures? For you, we are in danger of death all the time. People think we are worth no more than sheep to be killed. But in all these things, we are completely victorious through God who showed his love for us. Yes, I'm sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor ruling spirits, nothing now, nothing in the future, no powers, nothing above us, nothing below us, nor anything else in the whole world will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Thank you. You see, the amazing thing is, God has won. We're on the winning side. In the football and in other sports, we don't always win. And some people get really grumpy when we don't win. But when we think about our lives and eternity, we are one. We are the winning side, and that's something to celebrate. And so I think we're going to sing a song about celebration. Are we fantastic? Oh, it seems like I was just a boy when I last sang that. So we're thinking about celebrating victory. And those verses from Scripture that remind us that if God is for us, no one can defeat us. In the Message version of the Bible, verse 31 from Romans 8 reads, "With God on our side, how can we lose?" And then we read in verse 37, "In all these things we are completely victorious through God who showed his love for us." Another translation says, "Overwhelming victory is ours through Jesus Christ." Overwhelming victory is ours through Jesus Christ. So we thought a bit about sport today and about celebrating. I missed some of those celebration dances, actually. Just stand up, guys. Just do your best celebration dance. This is my celebration dance. Either that, I've got something wrong with me. But there you go. But it's about celebration. But of course, when we're talking about God's victory, we're talking about something far more important than football or rugby or cricket. We're talking about our very lives and our very futures and where we're going to be for eternity. We're talking about between good and evil, about life and death. We're talking about also about how we're able to live our lives, because we know that nothing can separate us from God's love, whatever happens. Our future is secure. That great thing about when Jesus died on the cross and when he rose again from the dead, it enabled us to have a relationship, a close relationship with God, and to know Jesus as our Saviour and our friend. It meant that if we choose to follow him, that we can have that gift of everlasting life. You see, God created this world for his people, but time and time again, they turned against him. They made a mess of the world. They got caught up in sin, doing things that separated from God. And they kept ignoring him. So his rescue plan was to send Jesus, wasn't it? To send Jesus to be punished for what we had done wrong, so that we no longer need to worry about paying the price for those things, but we can have that relationship with God and that promise of everlasting life. In 1 Corinthians 15:57 we read, "But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus." The victory is already won. There's nothing we need to do. And that's worth celebrating, isn't it? It's worth celebrating. That's why we meet each Sunday, to give thanks to God for his victory and for saving us. But sometimes it's difficult to celebrate, isn't it? We still have difficult times and hardship and suffering. Sometimes this talk about victory and celebration seems far, far off. But the reminder today from God is the victory is won. Put your trust in me and your future is secure. We're reminded that God is on our side. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 20, we read, "For the Lord your God is going with you. He will fight for you against your enemies and he will give you victory." Peter wrote, "In his kindness, God called you," that's you and me, "to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support and strengthen you. And he will place you on a firm foundation." The one thing I want you to remember from this morning, when we talk about celebrating victory, is that God is on your side. God is with you. And with him, you cannot be defeated. Many famous teams and athletes who have been successful and won great victories, they talk about when they go out onto the court or the field of play, they go out expecting to win. Expecting to win. They have that confidence to think, no matter who's against us, we're going to overcome, we're going to succeed. And that's an attitude we need to have as well when we think about being part of, being God's family, being God's children. We need to remember that the victory is won. We can go forward in confidence. And even in tough times, we don't need to pretend we've won or pretend we scored a goal. God has won. We can celebrate that together. So what I want to ask you is, how does that, knowing that we're on the winning side, if you like, how does that affect the way that you live your life and get through life? Knowing that God's with you, how does that affect the way you do things? We're going to watch another sporting clip. This is from a film called Facing the Giants. And it brings us back into that idea of a big finish to a game and the celebration and what needs to be done to get there. So thank you, Ben. The victory from 2003 and lots of other times. But I love that clip because it reminds us that when we're trying to do what we can, sometimes in life we see obstacles ahead of us and we think, oh, we can't do it. So that reminder is just to trust in God and say, God, did you hear that phrase? Give it your best and leave the rest up to God. And that's all God asks us to do, really. Just give whatever you're doing in your life, just give it your best and ask him to help you. But I love that because that clip also reminds us of the importance of words of encouragement. The coach going to the lad to say, go on, you can do it. The crowd cheering us on. I just want to sort of come to the end of this little bit in terms of thinking about that whole thing about the crowd cheering us on. Okay. We read from Hebrews chapter 12. And this is from the Message version. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way. All these veterans cheering us on. It means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, never quit. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished the race we are in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. And he could put up with anything along the way, the cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again. Remind yourself, step by step, what Jesus went through. And that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Whatever we face, remember that the victory is ours. Remember that God is for us and nothing can stand against us. Remember that in all things we are completely victorious through God who showed his love for us. Never stop celebrating God's victory never stop celebrating our hope that we have through Jesus. Never stop celebrating the fact that one day we will all join that amazing victory party in heaven with those who have gone before and who are cheering us on right now. Remember, we celebrate God's victory over sin and death, and he invites you and me, all of us, to come and join in that, to join in that lifestyle with him, to join in that journey of faith, to join in that heavenly family all together with him. Amen. Before we pray, we're going to sing another song.